Hi, I'm Hugh Weber. Welcome to the Potluck Society. Here at the Potluck Society, we talk often about the idea of connection. The challenge with this is we can sometimes overlook a secondary concept, collision. If connection are those bonded social capital values where we take advantage of the information, the knowledge, the relationships, and resources that we have, and we efficiently use them, then the idea of collision is the bridge social capital that brings new ideas, new people, new energy into a system, community, or region. So this week, I want to talk a little bit about the idea of collision. The idea of these temporary, short-term, sometimes extremely brief exchanges with other people, with new ideas that can lead to transformational change for ourselves and for others. Last summer, I rediscovered my love for baseball. You need to understand that there isn't a professional team here in South Dakota. So the closest thing we have is the unaffiliated independent league Sioux Falls Canaries. When I received a couple passing comments on Instagram from new Canary and outfielder Cameron Munger, I suddenly found myself at the ballpark more evenings and afternoons than not. Sometimes it was me and my daughter, or me and my son, or my entire family. Other times I snuck away myself just to enjoy a quiet afternoon at the ballpark, watching someone who had quickly become a friend. There was no business rationale for the relationship with Cameron. It was simply the exchange of ideas that intrigued me. He's a good human being, but there was something about the new and novel that made the relationship thrive. Cameron left Sioux Falls after the season and returned to the Dallas area, but we've stayed in touch. And this week, I called him to talk about how he approaches connection in a short-term way as he travels the country playing professional baseball.
Name's Cameron Munger. I've been playing baseball since I was 8, so that was pretty much my passion for really being competitive. But you know, in the world of connectivity that you live in, that's where it started. It was my best friend was playing baseball, and I went home and said, "Hey, I want to hang out with Michael some more, and he plays baseball, so I think I want to do that." And mom being a mom said, "Well, when your next report card comes in, we'll go get you signed up." So, made me, pay attention in school and fell in love with the game then. And from there, just, continued to work hard and play and was fortunate enough to get signed into pro baseball. And I've been at that journey, for a little over 8 years now.
Cameron Munger is a journeyman. He's a veteran. Having played over the last 8 years in teams from Idaho Falls to Fort Worth and from Normal, Illinois to here in Sioux Falls, he has been on the road playing baseball and has taken on a certain amount of road dust, a certain amount of expertise.
There was just a transition phase where I don't know if it's just general growing up or just seeing the lessons that you learn via failure. And, cause I was never a guy that, sought out additional coaching, at my younger years, but obviously now I pretty much think it's the foundation for personal improvement, is having a good coach and whatever you're working on. So I just saw so many parallels in the mental approach of baseball and just general well-being. Really, it's because of the lessons that you're forced to learn. There's no like course that talks about, hey, as you go through competition and things like that, you're going to learn X, Y, and Z and how to handle failure and all those things. It happens because you're submerged in that culture. So I was intrigued by that. And instead of, focusing on teaching kids baseball portions, I found a love and a passion for things that could help out really anyone. So both on the strength and conditioning side, just general fitness, health, but how the mental side plays in. So I've just been consuming and studying as much of the behavioral sciences and studies that I can for probably about 4 years now.
Okay, I don't want you to miss what he was just getting at. Most minor league baseball players, at the very least many of them, spend their summers teaching little league or one-on-one with high school or college baseball players. Instead, Cameron did a deep dive in the academic study of mental and physical skills. On his own, self-directed, in the process, he has become an expert on the mental skills necessary for breakthrough, high endurance performance in sports, business, and essentially anywhere else.
You know, when you read about the study, I can't remember the guy's name, so forgive me for lack of credit, but you know, basketball team down in Australia working on free throw percentage. So they, you know, baseline test them, get some numbers, and then for a couple of weeks of practice, half the team has to shoot free throws for 30 minutes after practice. The other team has to go into a classroom and just mentally visualize shooting free throws. And, you know, when it's all said and done, the group that physically shot free throws, their percentages went up 32%. And the group that mentally shot free throws, theirs went up 31%. So, you know, obviously there's a connection with the mental side and the physical side, it's so hard to quantify and measure the mental side of the game. You can do a lot of stuff with physical pieces, whether you're measuring weights moved and things like that, but it's tough for people to see and feel and understand the mental side. So, you know, what my, I guess, purpose and passion is trying to turn those mental skills into exercises that we can practice. And, you know, the more I work with people on it, the more exciting it becomes. And the more I learn about it, the more tools I have. And it just has been pretty helpful for the people I've been able to work with.
So I really wish this was the episode where we talked only about mental skills, because I think Cameron is an extraordinary individual that is genuinely helping both athletes and average people like us. But this is an episode about collisions or short-term connections, especially those developed through social media, like Instagram, where I met Cameron. So I asked him about that.
So I've always been super into social media from when it first came out, you know, for the same reason as everyone else. And as you mentioned early, you know, we're hardwired to be social. So it's totally normal to be enamored with all the different social media pieces that we have. But just like the mental skills of side, being good at social media is a skill in itself. And, you know, a lot of people don't get much past the scroll part of social media where they're checking things out. They don't, you know, practice how to engage, or they don't practice or evaluate or have a coach that tells them, hey, this kind of post is going to have people talk to you. This kind of post is going to get people to share your ideas or whatever it is. Those are practices and skills in itself as well.
I just love this tendency Cameron has to make everything an experiment or something that a skill can be developed from, even social media. Go ahead, carry on, friend.
While I was just like kind of the person I was describing, I saw how cool it is, but I really wasn't very good at it. You know, I got Twitter the day it came out, and, you know, I think I'm below average Twitterer for sure. Even though I tried to figure out, you know, what kind of tweets can I make that make people want to talk to me about the things I want to talk about. And I just feel like Instagram is an easy platform. You don't always need to communicate your thoughts and ideas and get deep into the conversation, you know, in the library or whatever it is. You know, you can just see something. Okay, I connect with that. I resonate with that. Tap, tap. I like that. You know, I see what you're doing as a person or whatever it is. And you know, as you say, you know, kind of validate what they're doing without really having that conversation. And I think today we all have that mutual understanding. You know, it's just about being supportive of one another. So I started focusing on that, I think, 2 years ago, as another way for me to explore the communities I was in.
Okay, this is what I was looking for. I wanted to get to the bottom of how Cameron had found me, why he had reached out to me, and what that spark had been that led to this friendship.
My strategy and focus is to find the people in places that I haven't met before. So when I go on the road, whether it's whether we're playing against a new team that I've never played against, or I'm at my new home for the season, wherever that ends up being, you're not going to find me at Chili's or Starbucks or any of those chain places, and not because those places don't provide great products and services. I'll still go to Starbucks if it's my only option. But I want to find ways to learn about, the local culture, the people that believe in small business and believe in those pieces tend to be more connected in the community anyways. So that's where I feel like I can find the answers that I'm craving. Hey, I'm going to the local coffee shop, but where am I going to be able to find a good meal at 11:30 when I get out from the game? Or, some of the things that we talked about when I first connected with you was, where are some places on my off day that I can volunteer and try and give back to the community that's come to see me play baseball and things like that. So that's kind of my first goal, is to seek out local places. But I think more importantly than that, even if you do end up going to Chili's or Starbucks, it's just talking to the people there and asking questions about their community and what they like, what they don't like.
I don't know why I feel the need to interrupt here and vouch for Cameron, but he's the real deal. I probably caught over a dozen baseball games last summer, and he was one of the only players that I would see after the game signing as many autographs as there were requests for. His desire to become part of a community is part of this equation, but he also sees a clear benefit for his time in the clubhouse.
I think from one piece, it helps me become a leader on the team, from the small things of, when we do have that off day or whatever, we're going to get together. Hey guys, let's go to this place and have dinner or whatever. And it's a place that none of the guys have ever heard of or, I've never seen before, but I've gone through my effort to bounce around all the local places and it became my favorite. And I probably got to know the manager or something like that. So then when we go in and I introduce him to, the whole team, and he's obviously excited that I'm bringing in people in, and then he ends up coming to the game or whatever it is. It builds that community culture with me and my team. And that helps me leverage that leadership role with the guys that I'm, going to battle with six to 7 days a week on the field. I'd say that's probably one of the top reasons.
So there's this crazy virtuous cycle here. Cameron reaches out to people that he thinks might be interesting. They point him towards locations and opportunities that might make his experience better. This gives him an expertise to take to the clubhouse, which just adds value back to the people that he met and the places he visited in the first place. But does it do anything for his play on the field?
Yeah, definitely. It's obviously easier to play when you've got friends and family in the stands. I think, you're obviously a testament to that. Over the past year, I know I had probably my best week when I went home to the Grand Prairie area, which was pretty special.
I can say firsthand that this theory holds water. I sat next to his wife, Kelly, on the weekend of his birthday and watched him play at a whole nother level.
In the world of baseball, you don't really get to choose your teammates. On the independent level, you maybe get a little bit more say-so there. If you are a veteran player and the manager believes in you and you can say, hey, we need to go get this guy. But outside of that, most guys are pretty much meeting for the first time in May, and going to be, you know, brothers for 4 months and then part ways. And you keep up with one or two guys, but, you know, those relationships and those personalities definitely clash at times. And so when you have a connection with the community and with the area that you're in, it gives this atmosphere to the ball field that, you know, is essentially your office. But now you're not only, you know, playing to further your career, you're playing to give the folks that you've been connecting with, whether it's you know, your yoga instructor that you started working with halfway through the season, or the coffee shop that you started going to, and when you drink their coffee you get three hits, or, you know, whatever it is that you know, you connect with the community, you have more to play for, and it's easier to get through the grind of a season. You know, baseball is a little bit different, where, you know, we're out there playing every day, so it's easy to get into kind of a lull. And so by creating that community atmosphere and idea, it's essentially free motivation for me.
But if this was easy, everyone would be doing it. So I asked Cameron if he advised this for other professional athletes, and for that matter, business people that travel frequently.
This maybe just be my personal opinion, but it's just what I've found has worked for me. You know, I made this choice to be a professional baseball player and to continue this career because, you know, we won't get into the numbers on the salaries and the contracts like that, but there's not a whole lot of zeros, not about as many zeros in front of the decimal point as there is behind it. So, you know, it's definitely not for the money. It's something that I want to be doing. While at the same time, just with everything else, I can't control the whole thing. I can't put a baseball team in my ideal town with my ideal people. And so because of that, I got to find a way myself and put some accountability on myself to go out and not necessarily make the best of a situation, because every town, you know, there's no, like, you know, using Sioux Falls as an example, Sioux Falls is a great town. But you have to go out and find the pieces that you can connect with on your own. They're not going to come find you. So I think that's what's important.
So I have some bad news for those of you South Dakota residents that are thinking, this Cameron Munger sounds extraordinary. I need to make the drive to Sioux Falls and the Canary Stadium to see this boy in his tall socks and full beard play in the outfield for the Birds. Unfortunately, Cameron's contract wasn't renewed. The connections that he had made in the community didn't lead to a long-term relationship with the team. So this spring, Cameron will be joining a new team, building connections in a new community, and putting on a new uniform for the Sussex County Miners, the newest professional baseball team in New Jersey. How does he plan to approach this new endeavor? Much the same as he always has.
You know, part of my new curiosities and you know, the things that seem to just provide me with happiness in general are the things I've been working on. So I think some of the things that I'm looking at that would be unique for this season, one would just be my travel arrangements. Because the last couple of trips I've taken for work, trying to travel as inexpensively as possible, you know, public transportation, taking trains, sleeping in hostels, things like that, have just given me a wealth of life experiences that I've really enjoyed. So trying to find ways to make that happen more. So looking at, you know, my travel out to New Jersey, maybe taking some form of bus or train and stopping in a couple of towns on the way for a day or two and, you know, connecting hopefully with some people that I can train with and doing that. But then outside of that, you know, I think most of the same things that I've tried to do the last couple of years, you know, head into the local spots and connect with some people and see what I can do to make the most of my 4.5 months that I'm there.
And with that, a word of gratitude. Thank you, Cameron, for a summer filled with memories and for this strange and wonderful friendship, which I value a great deal. This week's action antidote is simple. It is time to get outside. The long, cold winter is over, the sun is shining, and the world is ours to enjoy. Say a word of gratitude for this life we lead, filled with curiosity and creativity and wonderful, wonderful connections. And that's it. You did it. A hearty thank you this week to Carl Koizer for his help on the audio, to our friends at South Dakota Public Broadcasting for their partnership and support, and to my family, Amy, Emerson, and Finn, who without them, I wouldn't have any good stories to tell. It has been a joy to see you here at the Potluck Society. I do hope we'll see you soon. And as always, don't forget to bring an idea to pass.